Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. This week, we're starting a new series right out of the prophetic book of Hosea. Our scripture text is Hosea chapter 7, verse 8, and it reads, Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. That's our scripture for this week. Our topic is, or our series title is, half-baked Christians, half-baked churches. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us. Speak to us as we start a new week, as we start again another chapter in this month of May. We pray, Lord, that you would give us understanding. You would give us illumination. And after so doing, that you would give us a desire to walk with you and to walk right before you, to do what's right in your eyes, to live up to your standards, to do as the Lord would have us to do, to be light in the midst of darkness and salt in a corrupt world. Bless us, O God, we pray. From the bottom of our hearts, Lord, we pray. Speak to us this week. Are we half-baked? Are we not cooked all the way through? Are we unedible? Oh, God, speak to your people, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What I would like to do here is establish who is Ephraim. Ephraim, it says in the text, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Who is this Ephraim? Well, the first Ephraim in the Bible is found in Genesis 41. Could it be this Ephraim that the prophet is talking about? Well, I doubt that it's this Ephraim, but let's find out who this Ephraim is. In Genesis 41, verse 50, 51, and 52, it says, "And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For God, he said, have made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the second son he called Ephraim. For God have caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction." Please note again that the name Ephraim has an I-M ending. I've always told you that that's plural. So this is why, again, when you read verse 52, "And the second he called Ephraim, for God have caused me to be" what? Fruitful. Or God has called me to be plural. The land of my affliction. So this is the first Ephraim mentioned. It so happens that this Ephraim happens to be the progenitor, the pater familias of the Ephraim mentioned in Hosea chapter 7, verse 8. He is indeed the first of the Ephraims, from which all the other Ephraims take their name. But Ephraim is a person, but not in Hosea 7, 8. Now, could Ephraim be a tribe? Well, yes, in the Bible, there's a tribe called the tribe of Ephraim. Let's turn to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. "Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim," there you go, "even of the tribe of Ephraim," so Ephraim is a tribe, "were 40,500. 100. So Ephraim was a person, but also Ephraim can be a tribe. Is Ephraim a tribe in Hosea 7:8? No, it's not. It's not a person, and it's not a tribe. So then who is Ephraim? Who is Ephraim? Who is the prophet referring to? Well, let's go to Robert Hawker's Dictionary on the Bible. I love Mr. Hawker. I wish I would have known him in person. What a fantastic Bible scholar. And on page 197 of his famed Poor Man's Concordance and Dictionary, which, by the way, no poor man could afford this book. This is a very expensive book. But it was that was the name of it. When it first came out, it was called the Poor Man's Concordance and Bible Dictionary. Today, to find a copy, it'll cost you an arm and a leg. But it says here on page 197, Ephraim, one of the sons of Joseph. The name is derived from Phara, fruitfulness. In the after ages of the church, the Lord frequently speaks of the whole church of Israel by the name of Ephraim. And there you have it, Hosea 7. So, it's not the individual, it's not the son of Joseph that Hosea is referring to in Hosea 7:8. He was long dead. No, according to Hawker, the Ephraim referred to here is the church. So is the whole of God's people. Just like in other places, the church is called Zion. The church is called Zion. When Zion travailed, or when the church travailed, she brought forth her children. I want to draw your attention to Mr. Brown's dictionary. John Brown's dictionary, another wonderful scholar. Anything that you can find on John Brown, scoop it up. Now, of course, I'm referring to the John Brown who lived in the 18th century. That's the John Brown I'm referring to. Not a modern-day John, the old scholarly John Brown. And, of course, I'm referring to Grandpa John Brown because there was a grandson named John Brown. Both were biblical scholars, the grandfather and the grandson, but the grandfather is far more renowned than the grandson. So in John Brown's Dictionary of the Bible, he writes, Ephraim, the younger son of Joseph. Joseph presented him and his brother Manasseh to Jacob, his father, when dying, that he might give them his blessing. To mark that Ephraim's tribe should be most numerous and powerful, Jacob crossed his hands, laying his right hand on the head of Ephraim and his left hand on the head of Manasseh. Nor would the patriarch change his hands, and gave for his reason his certain knowledge that though Manasseh's tribe should be great and numerous, Ephraim should be much more so. And that is found in Genesis 48, verses 8 through 22. So again, is Ephraim a person? Indeed. Here are the scripture verses here in your outline. Genesis 41, 50, and 52 tells us that Ephraim is a person. Also, Genesis 48, verses 8 through 22 tells us that Ephraim is a person. But as I said before, in the book of Numbers, the person Ephraim grows into a mighty tribe. That's Numbers 1. Chapter 1, verses 32 and 33, and also Numbers 26, verse 37. So then, when we read here in Hosea 7:8, Ephraim is, or Ephraim hath mixed himself among the people, and Ephraim is a cake not turned. There, the Bible is referring to God's church. So first, it starts out with a person. Then the person multiplies and becomes a tribe. Then the tribe becomes a holy nation, a nation that is in covenant with God. And then God refers to Ephraim as his holy people. So, of course, we know later on in history, after Solomon had sinned, the kingdom of God, the 12 tribes, was split asunder. Two tribes, which were Judah and Benjamin, they joined forces. They stuck together, kingdom of the south. And Ephraim, at the head of the 10 tribes in the north, becomes the kingdom of the north. So predominantly, when Hosea refers to Ephraim, he's referring to God's people that made up those 10 tribes. So that's what we're referring to here today, or in this week. We're going to be talking about Ephraim as God's people. But this is what I want to do. Since Ephraim appears as a person, and as Ephraim also appears as a tribe, and also as Ephraim also represents God's people as a whole, as the church, I want to speak to you this week about half-baked Ephraims or half-baked Christians. Then, to parallel that, I want to talk about half-baked tribes or half-baked denominations, because one denomination does not make the whole of Christendom. The Methodists do not make up the entire church, nor do the Presbyterians by themselves, nor do the Episcopalians by themselves. They're simply a tribe, if you will, of Christendom. So I want to talk to half-baked Christians, and I want to talk to half-baked denominations, but I also want to talk to a half-baked church, the church as a whole. I'll be addressing all three as we go forward. I want this study this week to get right to the heart of the matter. And that is that whether we look at ourselves individually or we look at ourselves as a denomination, or whether we look at ourselves as the church universal, we must see, we must consider if we are a cake not turned. And what does that mean? And how does that apply to us today, if it does or if it doesn't? So we'll be back tomorrow. And I want you to go over those scriptures. Remember, I want you to go over the scriptures that show that Ephraim was a person. Then I want you to look at the scriptures that show that Ephraim was a tribe. And then I want you to read the scriptures that show that Ephraim represented all of God's people collectively. So check those scriptures out, read them, and then when we come back tomorrow, we'll have a better footing as we proceed forward. God bless you. Love you much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Say